This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't get much more into the thick of summer than we are now, and there isn't much that's more American than the lemonade stand. A bunch of kids, paper cups, and a big pitcher of lemonade. Retail price, what, a quarter, maybe 50 cents? They make some money, learn a little bit about capitalism in the process. It's a win-win. Or maybe not so much. That's what Michal Lemberger wrote in Slate the other day. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You have taken issue, and I think I'm going to take issue with you. You have taken issue with this quintessential example of American capitalism, the lemonade stand. What is up with that?
Well, I want to make it clear that it's not that I think there's no value in a lemonade stand.
It's not this shining example of American capitalism, right? It's nothing to teach our kids.
Well, no, it has something to teach our kids. It just doesn't have capitalist value to teach our kids.
All right. Explain that a little bit.
So my children, who are out there for 20 minutes before their shop closed up for the year, they had a great time.
Yeah.
They were, for that brief moment, really the hub of the social experience of that corner.
Yeah.
And that's valuable. But they don't really have a sense of the value of money the way we do.
I wonder, though, whether your problem with this is not with the kids but with the grown-ups. Because you talk about in this article quite a bit, you know, grown-ups not only – so it was what, 50 cents a cup for your kids?
50 cents a cup.
50 cents a cup. Okay. They give them a buck and they don't take the change.
Correct.
Or one woman drove by, rolled down her car window and gave your kids $3 and said, no, forget the lemonade.
That's combining two stories, right. but it's the same thing. Yes.
So it's really the grown-ups who are misapprehending what this is all about, perhaps.
Or maybe they're not. I mean, maybe that is what it's all about. Maybe it really isn't about capitalism as much as that's what we say it's about. And that's why I think the value is social. And for the adults as well, I do think it's social.
I think you're absolutely right. So my kids last summer, I guess, were hounding me for the lemonade stand, right? So, of course, they squeezed some – actually, they did a decent amount of the work. But I'm schlepping the stuff over and I'm getting the ice and I'm doing this and we're doing the signs. And in the end, they did fine and they made 10 bucks and whatever. But I was amazed at the number of adults who just drove by, who just didn't stop, didn't glance, didn't do anything. And the lesson I learned was I am never not going to stop at a lemonade stand now.
Right. See, but you are exactly playing into my point. It's not even being a
sucker.
No,
it's the social thing. It's the social thing. I think you're totally right that it's not about capitalism anymore.
No, it's about encouraging children, which you could say is a lesson in capitalism, except that they're not actually learning a capitalist lesson. They're learning that somebody will give them money if they're six and cute.
Cute, right, right, which my kids know, yeah. Okay, so before I let you go, where do you stand on Girl Scout cookies?
Well, they're delicious.
And we'll leave the business aside. Michal Lemberger writes on the lemonade stand and capitalism at Slate. Michal, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. This has been fun.